The Catholic View. Each week at this time, WCFL is honored to present a report and commentary on Catholic news around the world, prepared by the Radio and TV Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, in cooperation with The New World, Chicago's Catholic newspaper. Speaking for the Archdiocese, here is Father John J. McMahon.
Good afternoon. In all the 420 Roman Catholic churches of the Chicago area today, fervent prayers are being offered by clergy and laity together for the welfare of our Cardinal, His Eminence Samuel Cardinal Strich. This is in accordance with a request made by the Right Reverend Monsignor George J. Casey, Vicar General of the Archdiocese, which was sent to all the pastors, asking for public and private prayers on the part of clergy, religious and faithful, for the welfare of His Eminence. Knowing the deep faith and complete trust in God, which His Eminence has always shown, Monsignor remarked, we are all confident that He will accept this cross with holy resignation to God's will. The latest dispatches from Rome carry the sad news that the specialists who are attending the Cardinal have decided it is necessary to amputate his right arm. This report, as well as the first accounts from the Holy City of his serious affliction, took all Chicagoans by grave surprise. Yesterday, when the news bulletins and newspapers carried the first accounts that the Cardinal had been stricken by a severe circulatory affliction while he was en route across the Atlantic, the people of Chicagoland were all shocked as much as saddened. Catholics, both clergy and laity, whispered silent prayers in his behalf, and they were joined by many people of various faiths, for all Chicagoans had come to feel a warm, personal, familiar friendship with His Eminence, even though they had never had the privilege of being introduced to Him in person. This was especially true during the past month, when preparations for His departure to Rome were so widely publicized, and His Eminence, on His part, gave tender evidences of His high and warm regard in return to the people of Chicagoland, almost to the very moment of his departure from the United States. 1 week ago last Thursday morning, surrounded by the American cardinals and the hierarchy, in the observation lounge of the huge United States liner Independence, His Eminence asked for a microphone that he might say a fond farewell to Chicago. Before I depart, he said, I want to say to you, my good people of Chicago, I will carry you in my heart. You have shown your affection for me through these past 18 years. You have helped me, all of you, priests and religious, and all you people of Chicago. I shall never forget you. I shall always pray for you, and I beg God to give me the great gift of coming back and seeing you. Thinking not only of his flock in the Archdiocese of Chicago and of the people of Milwaukee and the Middle West, with whom he was closely associated during his term in the Episcopate, he addressed a brief message to all the citizens of our land. America has a highly prized gift, he said, to give to all the world. It is democracy. There are forces in the world with a materialistic philosophy which is opposed to democracy, and we cannot fight a materialistic philosophy with a mere materialistic democracy. We must muster all our spiritual forces to combat materialism. While His Eminence had been in New York, a record-breaking tribute had been paid to him by the American hierarchy, for he was the first American churchman ever to be so honored in history as to be appointed a member of the Roman Curia. Among the many dignitaries who paid homage to him was His Excellency Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, the National Director of the Society for the Propagation of the Faith in the United States. "I have often sat with Cardinal Stritch," said the bishop in an interview, "on the American Board of Home Missions, and I have always been edified by his kindness, gentleness, and deep interest in the missions. His appointment will have far-reaching effects on the mission work of the church." The eloquent bishop went on to explain the wisdom and the importance of the cardinal's appointment by the Holy Father. "I have many reactions to the appointment," he commented, "all of them happy. America has given well over 70% of the aid distributed to the missions every year. It is fitting, therefore, that there be an American cardinal as pro-prefect of this congregation. Another reason for rejoicing is that the largest diocese in the United States was honored. Yet, in Chicago, His Eminence was in charge of only one diocese, granted the largest. Now, he will be pro-prefect of the Congregation for the Propagation of the Faith, which is in charge of 693 dioceses and ecclesiastical jurisdictions. This congregation has complete charge in the Catholic fold of all Asia, which has one-third of all the world's population and one-half of the world's surface. In the missionary section of Africa is an area three times the size of the United States. The enormous, far-reaching extent of the congregation is apparent from the number of institutions it maintains round the world. It has charge of 135,000 missionaries. It maintains 60,000 schools, 6,000 hospitals and dispensaries, 300 leper colonies, 1,300 orphanages, and 280 homes for the aged. Last year, for instance, the aid distributed by this congregation reached 65 million people, most of them non-Christians. The most thorough dramatic tribute to Cardinal Stritch was paid to him at an exclusive dinner tendered him by the Catholic hierarchy of the United States on the night before he sailed. The introduction to that program was composed by His Eminence, Francis Cardinal Spelman of New York. It was dedicated to, quote, "Samuel Cardinal Stritch, Archbishop of Chicago, devoted, zealous pastor, dedicated, uncompromising patriot, scholarly leader of the nation's largest Catholic school system, solicitous father of the needy, provident benefactor of the missionaries, unfailing friend and protector of youth, intrepid apostle of the Catholic press. Your brothers in the American hierarchy, united with their apostolic delegate, and the clergy, religious and faithful of the Archdiocese of New York, share the sorrow and joy of the Church of Chicago, as, at the word of the Holy Father, you, the first American cardinal ever to be so honored, take leave of your beloved country and archdiocese to be at the side of His Holiness, to assist the successor of St. Peter in the government of the Church Universal. Accompanying you on your providential mission will be our prayers and our pledge to help you help the Vicar of Jesus Christ." That tribute was composed by the Cardinal Archbishop of New York, but it was the voice of all the Catholics of the United States. On Thursday morning, April 17th, Cardinal Stritch, accompanied by his personal secretary, Monsignor James Hardiman, sailed for Italy on board the United States liner Independence. While at sea, the following week, the Cardinal's right arm began to give him considerable pain. Both he and his secretary recalled the first similar sharp attack which had stricken him on Holy Thursday, April 3rd, when he was unable to officiate at the Holy Name Cathedral. Suffering from considerable pain and enduring the rigors of a rough ocean crossing, he was noticeably pale and tired when the liner docked at Naples last Friday. Though his weakness was observed by the dignitaries and others who had come to welcome him to Italy, none surmised the severity of his pain. With typical stamina, His Eminence cordially received all the welcoming prelates in his stateroom, and then, leaning slightly on the arm of his secretary, he walked to the ship's lounge where he sat patiently while the photographers took barrages of pictures. Normally, as cardinal, he would have received an elaborate state welcome from the Italian government. But it was at his own humble request that the ceremony of greeting his arrival was kept rather simple. Some 50 churchmen, including high-ranking prelates, boarded the Independence when it docked. A large delegation of Chicago clergy, led by Monsignor Ernest Primo, the rector of Collegio Santa Maria del Lago in Rome, included Monsignor John M. Kelly, editor of the New World, the Chicago Archdiocesan newspaper, and Father John Banahan, director of radio and television for the Archdiocese. They were representatives from the Vatican State Department, from the Congregation for the Propagation of the Faith, and a delegation of United States servicemen associated with NATO in Naples, who also greeted him. After disembarking, the cardinal and his entourage took the train from Naples to Rome. When he arrived in the Holy City, he was met by another welcoming party, which included a personal representative of the Holy Father. The cardinal was then driven by limousine to the Collegio Santa Maria del Lago, the Chicago house for postgraduate studies in Rome, where he intended to stay until arrangements were made for him to assume his new official duties on the congregation. However, as we now know, yesterday morning, his right arm gave him such considerable pain that two eminent specialists were summoned, Vatican Dr. Filippo Rocchi and Dr. Pietro Valdoni, prominent Italian cardiovascular specialist. After they had examined him, he was hospitalized and underwent further medical examination. A bulletin was subsequently issued to the effect that His Eminence was suffering from a circulatory disturbance of the upper artery, confined to the right arm and forearm. The coloring of the artery underwent no modification throughout the day, and the treatment of anticoagulants to dissolve the blood clot was continued. The cardinal remained in good spirits, but the condition of his arm remained grave. As soon as news of the unfortunate affliction reached Chicago, the cardinal's personal physician, Dr. Ralph Bergen, his physician for more than 25 years, together with another Chicago specialist, Dr. John L. Keeley, both on the staff of Cardinal Stritch Medical School and members of Mercy Hospital staff, the latter a specialist likewise in cardiovascular cases, left by plane for New York, where they boarded a non-stop flight direct to Rome. They arrived at the Cardinal's bedside today, and after examination of His Eminence and consultation with the Italian specialist, issued the statement, which the new services are now carrying, that the coronary occlusion or blood clot in the artery of the right arm is of such a nature that surgery is required. Even amputation of his arm appears to be required. From all available reports, the surgery will take place Monday morning, Rome time. This sad eventuality will, of course, considerably affect the future of His Eminence. At the age of 70, every Catholic priest, much more so a bishop, has need of both his arms and hands in the exercise of his sacred ministry. It is only with the special permission of His Holiness that a priest who is deprived of a hand can offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We can well imagine the personal anxiety and prayer of our present Holy Father for our Cardinal from Chicago, his close confidant and associate in the tender flock, care of the flock of Christ. My good people of Chicago, said His Eminence, I will carry you in my heart. I shall always pray for you. I shall never forget you. This afternoon and tonight, we are all united, closer to His Eminence than ever before. There is a bond of union more sacred than words. It is forged and proven by unexpected suffering. It is a silent bond which transcends the limits of time and space, which crosses oceans and national boundaries, the bond of a people united in fervent prayer. We will never forget His Eminence, especially now in his hour of need. All Chicago will join in contributing to a gigantic spiritual bouquet to be placed at the foot of his bed in Rome, offering prayers, sacrifices, and alms deeds. Then our Lord will look mercifully upon him and grant him, if it be his holy will, the use of all his members for many years to come in extending the kingdom of God on earth. This is the intention of his dutiful flock in Chicago. Goodbye, and God bless all of you. Sincerely in Christ, Father John J. McMahon.
Thank you, Father McMahon. This has been The Catholic View. Join us again next Sunday at this same time for another program, The Catholic View. This is WCFL, the Voice of Labor, Chicago.